sexy, spooky bones.
Hello, and welcome to The Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I am Rolando.
Je m'appelle John.
Okay. Did you like my French rap?
It was. It happened.
Omelette de fromage.
That's pretty good. What'd you say?
I said a cheese omelette.
Which is weird because you're vegan.
Yeah. I don't eat any of those things.
And welcome to the show. This week we are reviewing Infested. As always, John will give us the plot in 5 words. We'll give our first thoughts, and then we'll go into a deep spoiler analysis or analyside. But first, we go back to TV Corner. We are reviewing Chucky, Episode 3, I Like to Be Hugged, which is, that's like just like a nice thing.
Yeah.
I like to be hugged.
It's true. He does like to be hugged, Mr. Chucky.
He's a good boy.
His name is Charles what?
I don't know.
It's like close to Manson, right? Yeah. Anyway.
Charles Chucky. That's his name. Chucky. Charles Chucky. Yeah.
So this episode, we get a cool little thing. A lot of things happen in this episode, but I would be lying if I said I didn't hyper-focus on our little origin story of Charles' first kill.
Yes. This is a nice welcome component of the show. We're kind of getting our backstory of Charles, who actually grew up in this town, which for some reason I never connected.
Oh yeah.
Hacken whatever this name of this town is like he grew up there and he's a local murderer there. So okay, nice origin story for him.
Yeah, good for him. He grew up in a nice, quiet little neighborhood.
Yeah.
What's his name? Jake is ready to kill Lexi. And then chickens out. The first time he's trying to kill Lexi is he's following her while she goes for a run.
Mm-hmm.
And why are they running in weird, sketchy areas of under a bridge and shit like that? Like, who the fuck does that? But anyway, for whatever reason, Jake's cousin, who I'm fully convinced is actually gay, is wearing the same exact outfit Lexi's wearing.
They have the same sweater. So the conceit is that like Lexi and Jake are like not friends whatsoever at this point, right? And Jake wants to kill her, so he is tracking her on his phone to get her exact kind of coordinates, GPS situation. And he follows her into, like you said, this wooded area. I guess because it's supposed to be Massachusetts? Is that... Am I making that up? Suburban? I think I'm making that up. Reach behind your bookcase and pull out a map.
Because they're in Hacken/ what?
I don't know.
Nope, couldn't tell you. I know they shot in the U.S., so that's something.
It's American.
It's true.
She's wearing this very like blue sweater, and he's following her, gets super close, loses her for a bit, and continues to follow her to where right when he's about to do it, it's revealed the person turns and it's revealed to be his cousin, Junior, who's wearing the exact same jacket or color jacket, and it's like
outfit down to outfit. The thong. Yeah,
right. It was a little weird. I mean, I get the conceit of it, right? That like,
even when he pulls off his hoodie, he's pulling off a blonde wig too.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. But I mean, whatever. I guess they're trying to imply that, you know.
It's like the show is also heavy, just leaning on, hey, it's a campy show. Like, don't question anything. Even the cops are kind of dumb. Yeah. Right? Like,
Yeah. I also feel like that's also representative of the dynamics of the Lexi and Junior's relationship, because he's a little more like passive and she's aggressive, and like to the point where later in the episode she like is actively flirting with this other guy in front of him and not really like caring, right? So
but, something about this episode real quick that I did not connect until this episode is Devin's mom is the main fucking investigator officer, right?
Yes. Yeah, I did make the same connection this episode.
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't a thing, but I'm assuming that we did see them together. I just didn't connect that was the same lady at the thing when Chucky's insulting everybody at the school.
Look, like, we just didn't.
You was something you want to tell her mom? I mean, his mom, blah, blah, blah. When Lexi's being mean to Jake.
I just wanted to give the show more credit that the only two black characters weren't related, but they are the only two black characters we've seen so far are related. Oh, except for that black neighbor. They ate the candy.
She's still alive too. Yeah.
She was not related. So good on Chucky for being woke.
He is equal opportunity for LGBTQ and minorities for the slasher.
Yeah. Yeah. He hates everybody equally.
Yeah.
So, but yes, I did finally clock is that they were related, that was his mom
the entire time. Also, to be fair, it's because there were extensive scenes where
one scene of them talking to each other. Yes.
So, hey, like, how close are you with that guy? And he's like, why? It's like, well, you know, because he's gay. And he's like, so? No, I was kidding. But that's kind of the way it felt.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, oh, he's gay. What? I don't know.
Whatever. Go watch football.
Well, yeah. I'm going to go do my podcast. That's man stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, and then eventually she's like, I want you to stay away from him. And he's like, I'll do what I want. Man stuff.
One of my favorite scenes is Jake trying different weapons to kill Lexi. That's in his garage.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, he had one of those, like, what are they called? It's pictured when they draw the Grim Reaper, like this big.
Oh, a psych, yeah.
So yeah, he was using a psych, like he was gonna use that, and then like some cleverly, very brutal looking swords and sharp knives and stuff that he was gonna try to kill Lexi with, which I thought was a great scene.
Here, I want to make sure it's not a scythe, or. It doesn't make it sure we're covering our bases real quick, because I second guess myself, because my brain likes to work against myself all the time.
We don't want to look like idiots, so let's get it right.
Hold on. What is the question I'm asking? Because right now it's suggesting, is Grim Reaper good or bad?
Grim Reaper weapon.
Why is it called Grim Reaper? What does a Grim Reaper do? Who is the god of Grim Reaper? Man, people got the questions out here in the world.
Google in Grim Reaper's weapon.
Scythe. It's with T-H-E.
Yeah,
scythe.
You see, you got it right, dude. Come on now.
I called it a psych. To psych you out.
The color psych you use in theater, it's probably...
Triggering. Scythe, or I mean, I don't know why it's not just called it's not called a sickle, because the scythe is actually it's an interesting tool for the Grim Reaper, right? Because that is a tool meant to harvest when things are ready to go. Little lesson for all the youngins that are listening to us.
Right.
I'm just kidding. I know we're all 40 plus. It's fine. It doesn't bother
me. Cater to the 40 plus plus.
Even though I just got suggested a meme that said, can you imagine being single in your 30s and being 37 and saying you have a little crush? I'm like, fuck you.
Wow.
I know.
That's just hateful.
I'm just going to get rid of all social media. But I can't because I'm fucking addicted to it. It's the best thing on earth.
I'll give just a, like give a booze just like drugs. Lexi was.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Just like Lexi and Junior are. I don't know. Maybe they are. Because Lexi got in trouble because she, with her parents, because she was posing as her dad. It's revealed.
Mm. Yeah.
Once again, putting the case that Lexi's a terrible person and she will be murdered, even though
they I don't think she tried will be
really hard.
Yeah. Also, a bit of trivia, something that I would not have caught. Chucky, when he's kind of teasing Jake for not being able to go through with killing Lexi, he says that he's having completion anxiety, which is something Chucky was accused of in Curse of Chucky.
Oh, that's good detail. It's true.
Yeah.
I like that there's this episode. To me, this is probably the best episode that it's nice that this episode to me has been the best one so far.
Yeah.
Because even though we've only seen three, best one of the three, in my opinion. I like that there's a parallel between the stuff we're seeing, the origins of Chucky and how his sort of stuff plays out, and how he's kind of trying to persuade Jake to go that way as well. You know, Jake is the type of character that's had all this like terrible shit happen to him. His dad dies, his mom is dead, I believe, right?
Yes.
And he's clearly not out of the closet yet, right? He hasn't completely reconciled with that side, his sexuality. So he's having all this, like, he's been bullied a lot also at school. So he's like the perfect candidate to be apprentice or whatever, the next killer, or at least kill Lexi, the person that's basically his bully in the show. So
I mean, I also have a couple of theories. I think two things. Chucky is only doing this because the biggest takeaway I got from Chucky's first kill was somebody saying, I'm like saying this like we're going to go into spoilers, I'm sorry.
Say it.
It says, somebody's saying you always got to cover your tracks. So I feel like he's using Jake so he doesn't get found out and he can continue and move on from that town and go somewhere else, or, you know.
Because
they make a strong case with the cops going, like, you'd be surprised how often this happens, which leads me to believe that Chucky does repeat versions of kills.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, all these people were dying at the hands of Chucky. And my second theory is Chucky is actually the person that killed his mom.
Oh, that'd be an interesting twist. I just got it. Charles Lee Ray.
Charles Lee Ray.
Yeah.
Famous blues musician, Charles Lee Ray.
Charles Lee. Yeah, I like that. I like that they have that basically he killed his mother, right?
Yeah, that was fucking kind of fun. Because it's like a flashback. And for some reason, I kind of thought the first guy we were looking at, like, oh, maybe this is Chucky. And then I started thinking, like, maybe he found out how to do this ritual a long time ago and he's just been going from body to body. Because I think that's what they alluded to at one point, right? That he was able to go from, like, body to body and then he finally got stuck in a doll.
He used a doll instead of he was into like occultist stuff, and then he used the doll. He was the only one to use the doll, is what he kind of said.
So that's why I assumed our first flashback, I'm like, oh shit, look, we're getting Chucky's origins finally. And I think that was intentional. It was supposed to be like a psych out where like you're like, oh, here he is. And then when he finally says, all right, come on, let's go, Charles. And then he realizes that Chucky is a toddler in this flashback. I'm like, oh, fuck, what's going to happen here? And then how he like goes downstairs and sees that his dad is dead and this serial killer is just repeatedly stabbing him and then kind of looks at him. He's also brutally stabbing him very slowly. And I'm like, God, that's so aggressive to watch. And how his mom freaks out, grabs him, and hides in the closet, which is also like, why wouldn't the guy look there? Run out the back door. What are you doing? But
I saw another quickly, just another little nod to Halloween. Because, you know, we saw the POV.
Yeah.
The second episode. And this is like, I think, another kind of allusion to it. But sorry, just want to chime in there.
No, it's a good... good call on that. And how the serial killer is like walking up closer and the mom's freaking out. And then when the serial killer opens up the closet door, which was going to happen, Mr. Little Chucky toddler had stabbed his mom to death.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck. And then what? He says something like, I helped. And the guy is like,
I helped.
You know, I'll give it to you. You got guts, kid. And grabs his knife that he used to kill his mom and he says, but one word of advice, always cover your tracks, and cleans off the blade on his jacket and gives it back to Chucky or Charles. And then just walks out of the
house. Really fucked up. Super fucked up. Loved it.
Yeah.
Says so much. Yeah, and it's
and then that's when he cut back to, so Chucky's already been attacking Lexi. And I really enjoyed Chucky jumped on the back of her neck and is just laughing maniacally like he usually does, which was a lot of fun to hear finally.
Right.
And how she's just like, what the fuck? Like, la, la, la. And then when she turns and looks and sees that it's Chucky. Oh, which we haven't mentioned that. I'm sorry that Jake voluntarily gave Chucky to her.
The sister.
Yeah, but to Lexi, right? And they kind of form, like, they're not friends, but now, you know, he's having weird thoughts about it because, I mean, she's still being shitty, but, you know, whatever. But when she is able to finally cock her head enough to see that it's Chucky, then she, like, really flips out, and I was like, that's so funny. And then Chucky laughs even harder.
Yeah.
And because of that, they drop something, and it causes a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when you get the flashback, which I thought was an interesting moment to fucking have that flashback. And then cut back to Chucky. And Chucky says, I don't want to get this wrong.
Yeah, this is great.
Okay. This is for Jake, you fucking little cuntbag. And he's just like coming with the knife. And then it's just like a freeze frame of him. And there's like fire blazing behind him. I'm like, oh my God. I'm tempted to watch the next episode already.
Yeah, they are going above and beyond. Like, the writing, it's literally like a Child's Play Chucky movie every week so far, which has been excellent. Yeah, it's top quality stuff here. So over the top, so, like, fucked up, and, like, there's murders. They don't really pull away. They don't pull their punches with the murders either, so this is the best episode so far. Yeah, this is an A-plus show.
Yeah. Agreed. It is so very close to being Blood Red status, but we'll see what happens.
We're not there yet. Yeah. It's got a long, long road ahead of him.
Yeah. So.
Alrighty. Cool. Do you have any other thoughts, or do you want to move over to our main review?
Yeah, let's do our main review.
Alrighty. Move over to our main review of Infested. John. Do you want to give us the plot in 5 words?
Johnny.
5 words.
Plot summary.
Rolando, drum roll, please.
Okay. All right. Four. We're doing Infested. All right.
Est-ce que je l'appelle la foule? Le fou que poupou, poupou.
Just kidding. Don't get offended.
Oui, oui.
Coming in at number 3 for Infested. People stuck in apartment maze.
Yeah. Accurate.
You could cut out all the spiders from this movie, and it would just be about a bunch of people that are like, I don't remember how to get out of here. Coming in at number 2 for Infested. Hold on. No tiny shoes upset spiders.
Okay.
I made up my own plot line through for the movie. I made it to where the spiders were mad that they only had ever had 2 pairs of shoes. So they couldn't wear shoes. They were mad at the shoes, not at the people. Coming in at number 1 for Infested. Get back, 8-legged freaks!
Yes. We are watching a movie that was described to me as French Arachnophobia. So that immediately caught my attention. I'm like, yes, I really want to watch a movie, even if it's in French. That's,
yeah.
But the arachnophobia part, I haven't seen a good, you know, bug spider movie in quite some time. John, what are your first thoughts?
I would not compare this to arachnophobia.
I know you're really defensive about that. Really sensitive. It's a real sore topic with you, but...
But it was okay. When it was fun, it was fun. There's a lot of questions I have about plot logic, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay. It wasn't bad.
Do you want to speak in the pantheons of bug movies? Is this one up there, around there, or below?
I feel like it's a mid-tier horror movie. Does that make sense? It's not bad. It's not good. If you're looking for something to just kind of casually watch for fun, because honestly, you don't have to follow the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know if that's fair to say. Like, the story wasn't important. It didn't seem like...
I will say it's probably the weakest part. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
A comparison I would give it is it did remind me a lot of... what's it called? I feel like you've seen this movie too. There is a late 2000 movie, maybe early 2010s. I think it's late 2000. French also... Where they're in like a low income, similar style apartment, high rise building. Except I don't understand the layout of this building. But in the other one, it's like, you know, that building is full of like the worst people, like drug dealers, blah, blah, blah. And then as a bunch of horrible shit's happening in the building, they don't realize that the outside world has been overcome with a zombie virus. Do you remember this movie?
Yes, but I don't... It was something I showed you the trailer for, but I didn't... We ended up... It's on the back burner right now.
Because I think I told you I'd seen it. Like, one of the guys that is a main character in that was actually in a French rap nu metal band. So the soundtrack to this reminded me a lot of that movie, too. God, what was it called? It was like around the same time like The Raid came out too, because it had the similar style, like they're trying to get out of the building. I don't remember. There's like a iconic scene, I think, now, where that same guy who was like the singer of that French rap metal group is like sacrificing himself, and he tells the guys to run, or whoever was left to run, and he's on top of a car because he'd already been bitten. He was like, yeah, come on, fuckers, and he has a bunch of guns. He's just shooting a bunch of zombies that are swarming him. Let us know in the comments below whatever movie that was.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I will say this. I like this movie. I think I liked it a little more than you. I agree with the stuff that you said as well. I agree with what you said. But I felt like for a first feature by Sebastian Vanik, sure, that's how you might say it. Yeah. He did an excellent job. I felt like he did a really good job of creating suspense and creating feelings of dread, and also creating like there's a kind of a pulse to this movies, like a rhythm to it. It kind of moved at a nice pace when spiders were released and everything.
Yeah, the so you know, shoe culture for like 30 minutes.
And
and then more shoes.
Which is, I mean, that's a huge thing, right? I mean, in sure. we're talking about it, like in young culture, shoes, buying shoes, having shoes is like a big deal. And I did feel a sense of modernness to it and relevance.
I was going to say, yes, modern, but also I couldn't tell what year it was.
Mm-hmm. I can only tell because of the way they're dressed and the way they're behaving and stuff like that. It's contemporary, you know what I mean? Contemporary-ish.
Ish, yeah.
But, yeah.
Because even the outfits they're wearing, I'm like, this could be late 90s too. I have no idea what time frame this is supposed to be.
I like that the way he conceived, because he also co-wrote it, right, with somebody else. And what I like that he conceived is that the spiders, it's not like, it's just like, one spider or like a few spiders and they become overgrown. They're more presented as almost like they're zombies. There actually is an infestation, a rapidly growing infestation, right? That is kind of like, and I like the way it immediately took this building very quickly.
Yeah. Because it is true for the most part in nature, spiders fuck like crazy, especially if like, they're out wherever they find like a good habitat. But they made these spiders evolve at a rapid pace, which was really scary.
Yeah.
They killed the dog, so I didn't like that part of the movie.
I hated that part too, personally. But I kind of figured once I saw the dog, I was like, oh yeah, that dog's dead. I was not going to make it. But, and what's cool is that it literally starts just pretty much as Arachnophobia started, right? The guys are in the jungle, in this case, in the desert, and they're basically collecting spiders just to bring back to, in this case, France to sell.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. I did not see Julian Sands at all.
So. R.I.P. to Julian Sands. Yeah. Too soon.
He was my fucking... like, he was fucking Warlock. He was... Yeah.
So it basically concedes that like they bring it back to the States, not knowing how dangerous it is, even though we get a sense of it because the people that are trying to track and capture him is the first person is brutally killed. He's immediately attacked and killed in a very vicious way to where one of those other people with him in this group kills him, you know, murders him.
Yeah.
Which is a really...
Spoilers. No, I'm just kidding. It's the cold open of the movie.
Really? Yeah, it's the cold open of the movie. And then our main protagonist buys the spider and basically it becomes loose into this apartment. And I actually got sense of like, because it's like this sort of old kind of decrepit kind of building, it almost felt like ground level kind of story. It wasn't like suburbia or like bigger scaled, like the White House or like you know, posh areas or whatever, upper middle class areas. It was like kind of like ground level, poor people in this building. Kind of reminded me of like Attack the Block. It had the same sensibilities, but it also I felt the way they portrayed the spiders were kind of like zombies, right? Like they just multiply and they move quick, which is sort of like a modern conceit, right? Because you and I are more fans of Romero's zombies.
Yes.
So I like that part. And I loved that it just immediately infects this place and he just like, this place is fucked and doomed and they of course have to escape. So.
Yeah. Which again, I think that's why it reminded me of, I just remembered what it was called. It's called The Horde.
The Horde. Okay.
That's what the movie is very similar, except in The Horde. You don't get to know the characters all that well, but I still cared about them more than these characters. I also kept forgetting who was who. Like, if our main guy didn't have bleach blonde dyed hair, I don't think I'd remember who he was.
Right, yeah. I think he had a nice presence for a lead. He had a good look, the blonde hair, and then a good look. And, like, he had a nice, like, for the age they were trying to portray and for what he had to, like, carry, I thought it was fine for what it was.
No, I didn't mind him so much as...
story's kind of funky, right?
Yeah, the story's not that great.
From what I gather,
that and his best friend, the guy that that white dude.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I just was not buying that he was living there. Like, I could tell he was an actor, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you didn't believe his portrayal.
No. Even though he did have a cool thing at the end.
Yes. Yeah. I liked...
the shoes.
You like the shoes. So there is...
I was watching this with my partner, and the first pair of shoes that the guy pulls out, I was like, oh shit, look at those. Damn, those are fire. And she was kind of like, oh, and I was like, you know, I'm fucking with you, right? Those are fucking hideous. She was like, oh, okay, good. So I'm like, yeah, dude, they're ugly ass shoes. The, what were they called? They kept calling them something specific. They're like,
oh, I don't remember. TMs or TSs, yeah, or something.
They were like, yeah, cockroach brown. I don't know. That's the best way for me to describe them. They were hideous.
What he wanted.
Yeah.
It's what they wanted. Maybe they couldn't get an actual shoe brand they could talk about, because they were trying to avoid.
And there were Nikes, you know?
Real products. There was a Nike box at some point. I mean, yeah,
most of them were Nike boxes. Like, they were naming off like real brands, like those newer Yeezys that were coming out. So that's why I was like, I guess it has to be the 2010s.
Yeah. I kind of felt like, again, like, and this was the part of the problem, that the part of the thing I was lacking was just the characterization. Like, he has a sister. They want to sell their place, which is weird, but it's an apartment. Why would they sell an apartment? So, but yet they do all the repairs.
And I couldn't differentiate the sister from his ex-girlfriend, and I was confused because I was like, he was dating his sister?
His sister's black. And then the other girl's...
I'm telling you, like, I could not differentiate any of these people.
Yeah.
You know when, you know, obviously racist people say, I don't see color. This one, for some reason, I was completely fucking colorblind.
I saw nothing, like, but color.
I was like, oh my God, like, I don't know who's who. I'm so confused.
Yeah, there was a Parisian actress as well who made it out with his sister. Because she's
the ex-girlfriend, right?
Yes, but she's dating the other guy. That's helping. That also helps. She's the one that was constantly freaking out and screaming and yelling.
Yeah, where was that guy? I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Because that's a spoiler. A
very unlikely... For this type of movie, there's definitely like tropes of who is supposed to... type of people that would survive in it. I never could kind of differentiate this group. This group did not stand out to me as the people that would survive.
Also, to get to this side of the apartment complex, for whatever reason, you had to go through an underground tunnel, I guess. I had no idea what that was. That had a light timer that only worked for a minute, which is important later. And then you're basically walking around these, like... basement level apartments.
Mm-hmm.
But then his sister was working on the bathroom that had a window.
We don't know the windows. Floor.
I could not figure out. There was some things in this movie where I'm like, why didn't they just go out that window? Anyway. You know.
Well, I'm assuming they were trying to get to
their mom, or the person they call
parking garage,
mom or whatever, yeah,
and the floor, right? And we don't, I mean, it's a sort of building that goes up, so it's like high rises. So,
yeah, so they did have a good long conversation about once they realized that this shit was happening. Like, what do? We should just fucking leave, right? And they're like, no, but what about mom, or what about these people, blah blah blah, and like. And they were having conflicting issues where collectively they were having the same emotions, like, we really should just fucking get out of here. Mm-hmm. But we should probably try to save these people. We don't know what to do. Which, you know, we find out later what the consequences of that decision were.
Yeah, I mean, there was just like...
Which is kind of how all movies work, I guess. I don't know why I just mentioned. And then you realize the decisions they made affect the rest of the movie. Good job, John. Fucking review movies.
Look at you, John. Yeah.
I'm good. I'm a professional. I know what I'm doing now.
Yeah. And, did you want to get into spoilers?
Yeah, I suppose so, right? Just right, so we can talk about our first guy dying.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into spoilers.
Wait! No, no, no. Stop. Stop. Stop talking, guys. Stop the podcast. Stop. Please stop the podcast. Because we're about to go into...
spoilers. Our first guy dying dies in very much the same way I think the first person in the town in Arachnophobia dies.
Okay.
Because the spider escapes, but it doesn't actually escape. It's like, just kidding. I'm hiding in the shoes, even though I made a hole out of the box.
Yeah.
And, no, actually, I guess it goes and it like kills a bunch of things and, makes babies real quick and then hides in the shoes at the dude who is getting pissed off because he wants his new TMs or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
And he puts on the shoes and he gets bit. And then that's it for that guy.
He doesn't really get bit. He gets like attacked. Like this thing like burrows into his skin and his face and like completely just like a one-sided attack on him. So clearly these things are like superhuman. Is that fair to say? Because not only that, not only are they able to, when they attack, you know, manhandle humans, they're also able to multiply very rapidly.
And also, yeah, on top
largely,
of that, poison the shit out of people.
Yep. So.
But yeah, there's... we do get introduced to the mom character. Like, what's her name? Starts with a C, I think.
So, yeah, it's like the woman that is their mom there at the...
Yeah. And she is leaving the apartment complex, right? And that's what the whole party's about, mm-hmm. I think. And she, unfortunately, when they go and try to find her, she is also... like, everybody's freaking out about this guy who is dead because they think he did get killed or he was poisoned. There's a lot of, like, they don't know what's going on. There is mm-hmm. a cool scene where again, I don't know if this is ex-girlfriend or if there was like another friend. I don't know. But she's doing something in the bathroom and the air vent pops off the wall because the spiders are pushing it off and you see a bunch of spiders crawl out. Like fucking 10 to 15 of them that have gotten much larger.
Right.
And she doesn't notice anything and then she sees the one spider, but she still survives. And that was like a fun... They were able to build tension very well.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where shortly after that guy dies and then they realize like, oh, they're fucking spiders that are fucking us up. Where they don't know what to do, if they should leave, if they should try to save people in the building. So they decided to save people in the building because I think that's the only way to get out anyway, according to them. I don't know why. Because now it occurs to me they had to block off the bathroom, so they couldn't get out that window. And then it doesn't seem like there's a window in any other building. I mean, room.
Right,
so they try to go save mom, and that character mom is just sitting dormant on the couch, and then they realize that she is infested with spiders inside of her body.
I think there was a nice moment that when they actually tried to get other people to like leave the building, everybody was like, nope, we're not leaving, we're gonna stay in our homes.
Yeah.
That's just kind of like kind of funny now because that's kind of like literally what the pandemic was, that anytime there's like any kind of danger, it's like, okay, well, we'll just, during the pandemic we're all told to go home. So I'm not sure if that was the director's intent, but that was, I saw similarities between how the people reacted in the movie and real life.
I did make what I thought was a very clever joke. I said like, nah, trust me, it's a fake out. This mom character, she's just like passed out. And then the spiders crawl out of her mouth and her ears. I'm like, yeah, you just wait. There's going to be like an after credit scene where she's like, oh, what happened?
Yeah.
Even though I think the building blew up, but
they demoed that building. Yeah. Which, we'll get there. But yeah.
Oh, which by the way, that building looked fucking cool.
Yes. Yeah.
And I couldn't tell if it was a real place or not. I mean, yeah, it might be.
Possibly. Yeah.
And I was saying it's got that. It's like, I just really want to talk about this architecture because it was so fucking cool. It felt like, what is it? Post-modern Gothic. Is that the name I'm looking for? Like, very popular in Russia and Germany. The Molchat right. Doma album cover has a building like that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something like whatever that is, including like being very Gothic because it was very like cathedral style. It was an interesting building.
Right. Yeah.
Which I wouldn't have clocked as being a apartment complex.
Very old, you know. I'm assuming these people were well, towards the end. I mean, we'll probably get into it. Like eventually, they, you know, they lose a couple of people. They lose one of they lose somebody's boyfriend, and he dies, and which I think was his friend, right? That's the friend he wanted to. The reason because he, which we should note is that the lead collects bugs, exotic bugs, and. He does this because he wanted to. Him and the friend that is help that does repairs around the apartments and stuff. As when they were younger, wanted to make a like exotic zoo for pets. You know, exotic zoo so they can kind of like show it off and stuff. So right. He's still in the process of collecting them. So that's why, in the you know after the cold open, he buys the spider. You know, illegally. You know, he yes. kind of is buying all of these animals illegally. Not really understanding. You know the consequences of it. So eventually his friend dies, and I thought there was a nice moment towards the end where like the police show up, and they definitely is like a parallel because they are clearly minorities, right? The majority of the people that have survived and live in this lower income apartment, and they basically like treat them as prisoners there, even though they've kind of survived and made it out. Again, another, you know,
which I wanted to bring up before that happens. There's like a guy that you briefly meet before who is trying to steal the shoes or is doing something. I don't remember. I couldn't keep these characters in check. But he is like a little foil right before they get out of that main building, like, and like he hurts a bunch of the kids or whatever, and then he's like, no, I need these fucking shoes. So they tell him, well, they're in my apartment, but you shouldn't go in there. They're trying to stop him from going in, but he goes in anyway, right? Because he's kind of supposed to be like a bad guy foil. And he gets attacked. What confused me was he roaming around the hallways that entire time? Because when they try to leave the main hallway that goes out to like going outside, the parking garage is packed to the gills with fucking spiders.
Mm-hmm.
So unless there was another way to get out, this guy should have totally have seen, unless he was just unbothered and walked straight through him like, I don't give a fuck. So all they had to do was not care that the spiders were there and they could have gotten out.
Maybe.
I was confused. Like, it was just like one of those.
This guy just kind of popped up. Like, yeah.
I don't understand how this guy got here.
They said they wanted to get out, but the idea was that I guess they wanted to get out through the parking garage and get in their cars and leave. Right. Which I guess kind of makes sense, but it wasn't clear to us. Right. One thing they did note, somebody noted here that in Paris, that they feel the film, the way they portrayed the buildings, the poor housing conditions, the way the police treated the minorities is very authentic. Also, how the younger people talked in the film, and sort of it's sort of like a young culture or culturally way they speak was represented like authentically. And there also was like, I guess, quote unquote, he described it as French gangster rap also in the soundtrack, which he noted as well. So definitely
I guess that's why it was hard to follow. It's not like I know French all that well, but I know, you know, a bit.
And French this fries.
I was just like, I don't know what's going on here because the way they're talking is just very foreign to me right now for whatever reason.
Well, I mean, it's French.
Yeah. Well, no, again, I do know enough.
You
know
a little bit of French. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
To be like, well, okay, I can kind of decipher what they're saying a little bit. But this was just like, I don't know what they're saying. And then, like a chunk of the time I would catch that they were speaking English, like they're speaking like a hybrid of English and French and going back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of like, I wish we could have just spent a little bit more time fleshing some of these relationships and dynamics and characters that live in this apartments, you know. If you just spent 10-15 minutes in the beginning of it, we could have like made those connections. Even like in doing that, could have even maybe given us some geography of where these fucking people live. There really was none of that either.
I understand this layout.
I guess the idea was more intent of like the perpetual, like which I thought they did portray pretty well. Like you're trapped. It definitely felt like suffocating the way it was shot, because it almost at every turn there was like no windows, walls, and there were spiders everywhere. There's that really cool shot which you had mentioned, that they had to go through a room with only like a minute timer on it, and there were spiders everywhere. Even though I kind of think it's a little bit of a cheat that they can see that like they don't like to be in light, they won't attack in light.
I was just about to mention that. I was just like, why make that a part of the thing? Like,
I wasn't a fan of that. I understand the intent because it's like they're trying to create this moment in the movie where you have to like crawl through all these, you know, webs and fucking spiders hanging everywhere, and you have to walk through light before the timer goes off, which that's a fun idea. That's a really cool, fun idea. That's a cool like set piece for this movie, and it was executed well, but it was a little too, they gave up concessions, I think, in making this cool set piece logic.
Yeah. Because even when they, we should mention the guy that I said I didn't really buy being low income, like he was too actor, an actor's actor, said like he didn't want to worry anybody, but he had gotten bit behind the ear, which is very, there's a lot of tropes in this, right? It's very tropey. Yeah. He was like, hey, just from when you tell the story, just tell him I did something badass, okay? And he like runs and breaks through the door, so all the spiders get swarm in, and whatever they are, the French police or the French CIA or whatever the fuck they are, get swarmed and start getting fucked up. And they're about to leave. Again, I couldn't keep track of what characters or what. And they finally get in a car, and with the garage door, right in front of the garage door, our main guy is like, stop, stop. And there was a huge spider that would have been a good chunk to run over and probably would have fucked up the car. Was frozen in his tracks because the lights were on. And everybody in that vehicle was fine, right? I think it's like two girls survived and our main guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, okay, I'll go. Don't worry about it. And he's the one guy that's got shot in the leg. So I don't know why it had to be him, but hero's got a hero, I guess. And he walks out of the car and he says, when I tell you, shut off the lights, shut them off. And then the spider walks away from them for whatever reason. And then the garage door opens and then they leave.
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
It was kind of a dumb ending, yeah.
I understand the purpose of it. Like, it's kind of interesting that it's sort of similar to, like, the Birds, right? Like, remember when, like, at the end of the Birds, spoiler for the Birds if you've never seen it, that they all just stop one day, we're right? They have been fucking, like, the Birds have been, the whole movie been fucking attacking people, shitting on people, eating people. But the last scene in the movie is that they all just stop and they all just decide to unilaterally just stop attacking them after a day has passed.
Yeah.
So it's almost like that's almost the idea. Well, part of the idea, right? That the spider sees them, doesn't attack, and just moves on.
Yeah.
Basically, like giving them, they basically gave him mercy, but there was no like, it was too loose in its portrayal, because are they trying to say like, is this the original spider that he got that he bought? There was no, is that what they were trying to say? Because that's one idea that crossed my mind. Or is this just like randomness that it didn't attack? Or does this guy actually have, you know, I don't know how to describe it, but like a whisperer for spiders? He has a good relationship with them, which they did not establish in the movie. No. So it's, I don't know, it didn't land for me either, that scene.
Yeah, because I mean they also give, there's one more scene at the end where he is kind of burying his friend, so to speak, right? He puts like a little whatever out in the forest somewhere.
Right.
And then he sees a spider is crawling on his shoulder. And it's supposed to be like a tense moment, I guess. But he just kind of grabs it, cups it with his hand, and then the spider's not moving off his hand. He just blows it off his hand like he's blowing off the idea of like...
Oh, you know what it is? Is that he's Spider-Man.
He's fucking Spider-Man. That's true.
We need Miles Morales.
French Miles Morales.
French Miles Morales. No, yeah, I didn't like that one either. I kind of get the idea that like he's going to fight them now. I don't know. Again, it's... not really understanding. It's cool, it's interesting, right? But it doesn't, like, what is it supposed to mean? That's kind of was a trip of a thit, because we don't know who this mad guy is. I mean, he has blonde hair, he sells shoes and shitty shoes to the people in his building, and then like he has bugs, he's a bug guy. So it's like
it's got a lot we of needed bugs.
Maybe a little bit more character.
I mean, all his bugs are dead now because the spiders ate them, but
pretty much, yeah. But yeah. Also, quickly note, I know we're winding down, just want to quickly note that I actually like this, I thought the CGI of the spiders was good for the type, the level of movie it was good. Yeah, it was really well done, and the way they portrayed them I thought was really cool. So also, I also wanted to note that this director, his next project, if he's able to finish it or whatever, he's in development for the next one of the Evil Dead, the next Evil Dead movies, because you know how there's now going to be a series of them. Spoilers if you haven't seen the last year's Evil Dead. But
Evil Dead Rise.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, Evil Dead Rise. That
there just was... listen to the Skeleton Boys podcast episode numbered, insert number here.
Which I won't do. I could just, if you distract me for a second.
I think you guys should probably just scroll through all our episodes, listen to about a minute of each.
You should just hear all our episodes.
But it was a part of our summer collection of...
Episode 127.
127. I knew it was a one something, but I just...
No, you had it, yeah. 127. Evil Dead Rise. Alrighty. Do you have any other thoughts? Rate it?
No, let's rate this eight-legged freaks. More like six legs, but yeah.
All right, John, how many sexy spooky bones do you want to give it?
How many sexy spooky bones will you give it?
Sexy bones.
Ooh, sexy bones. Well, I know what you need.
Show us your
sexy spooky bones.
No, wait, don't do that. Just rate the movie.
I'm going to give Infested 5 sexy leggy bones.
I'm going to give it a little higher. I enjoyed it, but concede that it's not the you know, not the best, but there are story issues. So I will give it a 7. But I did have a lot of fun with it.
Nice. Well, as always.
I'm waiting to be
kiss ding, your loved ding, ones. Kiss your loved ones. Hug your fur friends. Family is family. Forever is ever. And ending is end.
All right. Guys, gals, non-binary pals, thank you for listening. And as always,
stay spooky. Shit.